भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 87 एंटाइटल्ड द प्रेयर्स ऑफ द पर्सनिफाइड वेदास टेक्स्ट नंबर 24। कहिए नु वेद भटावर जन्म लयोग्रसारम यतुद्गाद ऋषिर्यम अनुदेव गुणा गणाउभाये तर्हि न सन्न च सद् उभयम् न च कलाजवा किमपि न तत्र शास्त्रम् अवकृष्यते शीतयादा। कहि नु वेद भटावर जन्म लयोग्रसारम् यतुदागदृशिर्यम् अनुदेव गणा उभाये तर्हि न सन्न चासद् उभयम् न च कलाजवः किमपि न तत्र शास्त्रम् अवकृष्य शैतयाद। कहि नु वेद भटावर जन्म लयोपसारम् यदुद्गाद शिशिरम् अनुदेव गणा उभाये तर्हि न सन्न च साद् उभयम् न च कलाजवाः किमपि न तत्र शास्त्रम् अवकृष्य शैतयाद। माताजी कहि नु वेद भटावर जन्म लयोग्रसारम् यद् उदगाद ऋषिरम् अनुदेव गणा उभाये तर्हि न सन्न च स्त्रियम् न च कलालजावा किमपि न तत्र शास्त्रम् word to word translation, kaha, who, iha, in this world, nu, indeed, veda, knows, bata, ah, avara, recent, janma, whose birth, layaha, and annihilation, agrasaram, who came first, yataha, from whom, udagata, arose, rishi, the learned sage Brahma, yam anu, following whom Brahma, devagana, the groups of demigods, ubhaye, both, those who control the senses, and those who live in the regions above the heavenly planets. Tarhi, at that time, na, no, sat, gross matter, na, no, cha, also, asat, subtle matter, ubhayam, that which is comprised of both, namely the material bodies, nacha, nor, kala, of time, javaha, the flow, kim api na, none at all, tatra, there, shastram, authoritative scriptures, avakrishya, withdrawing, shayita, the supreme lord, lies down, yada, when. Translation: everyone in this world has recently been born and will soon die. So how can anyone here know him who existed prior to everything else and who gave rise to the first learned sage Brahma and all subsequent demigods, both lesser and greater? When he lies down and withdraws everything within himself, nothing else remains. No gross or subtle matter or bodies composed of these, no force of time or revealed scriptures. Since this purport is very long, so we will discuss each and every section after the prayers. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruhu Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsya Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Shri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare. So before I begin, I would seek the blessings of all the devotees here, so that I can speak something for my purification. Purport. Here the Shrutis express the difficulty of knowing the Supreme. Devotional service or Bhakti Yoga, as described in these prayers of the personified Vedas, is the surest and the easiest path to knowledge of the Lord and to liberation. In comparison, the philosophic search for knowledge, known as Jnana Yoga, is very difficult. Favored though it is by those who are disgusted with material life but still unwilling to surrender to the Lord. As long as the finite soul remains envious of the Lord's supremacy, the Lord does not reveal himself. So in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we have this series of verses which explain about those who surrender to the Supreme Lord and those who don't surrender to the Supreme Lord. So, namam duskritano muda prabhadyanti naradhama maya parita jnana asuram bhavam ashrita. So, those miscreants who are lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by the illusion and who partake of atheistic nature of demons do not surrender unto me. This is the beginning where Krishna starts explaining about the different natures who surrender to the Lord. And the next verse, the Lord explains, Chaturvidha bhajante mam janans kritno arjuna artho artharthe jigyasur jnani cha bharatarshaba. So in this verse, Lord explains that those four kinds of people who surrender to Supreme Lord are the distressed, the desirer of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. So generally, if we consider a situation where we had a nice feast, as Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, Akanta Bharila. So if we are full till our throat, and if we are offered a set of gulab jamuns, so it will be very difficult for us to handle it. So in that sense, we will not have a tinge of gratefulness for the person who is offering it to us. But here, Krishna is very grateful. He is grateful among all the is grateful for all the living beings who does not surrender to him, or those who surrender to him also. But still, Krishna is most magnanimous. And in this verse, the next one, he is explaining all these great souls who are just trying to surrender to him as udara. Udara sarva evaita jnani cha atmavemitam astita sahi yuktatma mam evanuttamam gatim. So all these devotees who are undoubtedly magnanimous souls, but he who is situated in his knowledge of me, I consider to be just like my own self. So the Lord is considering them as a part of the family, and he is bestowing their special mercy on them. And then in the following verses, we have Bahunam Janmanan Mante Gyanaman Mam Prapadyate. So for millions of lifetimes, one may think of surrendering to the Supreme Lord. So in the 15th verse of this chapter, we have a very unique word, Bhajante. And again, in this verse, we have Prapadyate. So Bhajante is translated as worship, and Prapadyate is translated as surrendering. So this journey of worshipping the Supreme Lord, or having this concept of worshipping something or someone, to a point where someone surrenders completely, this journey is again explained in the following verses. So those intelligent has been stolen by material desire, surrender unto demigods and follow the particular rules and regulations. Kama estetar hita jnana, in that verse. And then Krishna explains that those who want to surrender, even trying to also not surrender, to begin the worship of some demigods who are the devotees of the Lord, that is in between process from Bhajante to Prapadyate. So I give them faith. I give them the results they are acquiring for. And the next verse, Krishna tells that who are those people who don't want to surrender to me, and who they either expect me that I am lower, I have to be brought lower to their level, or they elevate themselves to my level. Avyaktim vyaktim apanna manyate mam abuddhaya param bhavam ajanato mam avayam anuttamam. So Krishna tells, unintelligent men who do not know me perfectly think that the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna was impersonal before and have now assumed this personality. Due to their small knowledge, they do not know my higher nature, which is imperishable and supreme. And now after this comes the very important verse, which is also the part of the purport. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrita moodham yam nabijanati lokoyam ajam avyayam. So Krishna tells in the purport, in the translation, I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my internal potency, and therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. And even Brahmaji in the purport, it's quoted that Panthastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo vayo rathapi manaso munipungavanam sopyasti yat prapadasimna vichintya tattvai govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, only the tip of the toe of whose lotus feet is approached by the yogis who aspire after the transcendental and betake themselves to pranayama by drilling their respiration, or by the jnanis who search out the undifferentiated Brahman by the process of elimination of the mundane extending over thousands of millions of years. So I'll continue with the purport. Brahma, the first born living being in this universe, is almost foremost of the sages. He is born from Lord Narayan, and from him appear the hosts, demigods, including both the controllers of earthly activities and the rulers of the heaven. All these powerful and intelligent beings are relatively recent productions of the Lord's creative energy. As the first speaker of the Vedas, Lord Brahma should know their purport at least as well as other authority, but even he knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead only to a limited extent. So here Brahmaji, in his prayers after the Brahma Bhavan Leela, he is praying that Athapi de deva padam bhujadvaya prasada lesha anugrita evahi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya ekopi chiram vichinvan. My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Person of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many, many years. In the following verses, Brahmaji also explains that Janantam eva janatum kim bhakta aditya name prabhu manaso vapuso vacho vaibhavam tava gocharaha. There are people who say, I know everything about Krishna. Let them think that way. As far as I am concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about this matter. Oh my Lord, let me say this as much. As far as your opulences are concerned, they are all beyond the reach of my mind, body and words. So we understand from these prayers that Brahmaji is expressing his limitedness to understand the Supreme Lord. So we fallen conditioned souls of this world, how can we boast on saying that we know the Supreme Lord? So we can derive from these lines of the purport that someone who is trying to understand the Supreme Lord or connect to the Supreme Lord through only jnana mark, it is very difficult for them. And unless they receive the mercy of the Supreme Lord, it is very difficult. In the following, we'll again read some part of the purport. As Srimad Bhagavatam states, Veda Goyyani Hritpatehe, the Lord of the heart hides himself deep within the confidential recesses of the Vedic sound. If Brahma and the demigods born from him cannot easily know the Supreme Lord, how then can mere mortals expect success in their independent pursuit of knowledge? As long as this creation lasts, living beings face many obstacles on the path of knowledge. Because of identifying themselves with their material coverings, consisting of body, mind and word, body, mind and ego, they acquire all sorts of prejudices and misconceptions. Even if they have the divine scripture to guide them and the opportunity to execute the prescribed methods of karma, jnana and yoga, the conditioned souls have but little power for gaining knowledge of the absolute truth. And when the time of annihilation comes, the Vedic scriptures and the regulative injunctions become unmanifest, leaving the dormant jivas completely in darkness. Therefore, we should abandon our futile endeavors for knowledge without devotion and simply surrender ourselves to the Supreme Lord's mercy, heeding the advice of Lord Brahma. So Brahmaji's prayer is there. Jnane prayasam udapasya namanta eva जीवन्ति सन्मुखारितम्भवदीय वार्ता स्थाने स्थित श्रुतिगतां तनुवाग्मनोभिर् ये प्रयाशुजितो जित पियसी तैस्त्रिलोक्यम्। Those even while remaining situated in their established social positions, throw away the process of speculative knowledge and with their body, minds and words offer all respects to the descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to their narrations, which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees, certainly conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within three worlds. So, Brahmaji is counseling us that please don't try to understand the Supreme Lord only by Gyan Marga, rather than practice of Bhakti Yoga, which is all inclusive, which includes even Gyan also, the knowledge of the Supreme Lord, and then we can completely surrender the service of the Lord. So in this connection, I would try to now narrate a very beautiful pastime which comes in the Chaitanya Charitamrit. This is about the dealings, conversation between Sarvam Bhattacharya and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya, when he entered Jagannath Puri and took the darshan of Lord Jagannath, so he fell unconscious and due to ecstatic symptoms being exhibited in his body. And Sarvam Bhattacharya observed that and he took him to his house to take care because he was unconscious state. And when the Lord came into conscious state, then Sarvam Bhattacharya prayed to the Lord that you are a sannyasi and I would like to seek your shelter. The other day, Gopinath Acharya, who happens to be the brother-in-law of Sarvam Bhattacharya, he comes there. And because Gopinath Acharya is a devotee, so Sarvam Bhattacharya is now inquiring Gopinath Acharya about the whereabouts of this sannyasi who has appeared in Jagannath Puri now. So when he inquires about his name and from where he has arrived, so Gopinath Acharya explains that his name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And hearing this, Sarvam Bhattacharya reconciles in presence to Gopinath Acharya that this Sri Krishna is a very good name, but Chaitanya, according to the Shankara Sampradaya, is a second class sannyasi. So if he abides by my instructions, then I can teach him Vedanta and I can raise him to a first class sannyasi. This is what Sarvam Bhattacharya speaks to Gopinath Acharya. So in this conversation, Gopinath Acharya becomes a little upset. And then there is a small discussion between our Gopinath Acharya and Sarvam Bhattacharya. Sarvam Bhattacharya tells that he is full-fledged youthful life and how can he keep his principles of sannyas? I shall continually recite Vedanta philosophy before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that he may remain fixed in his renunciation and thus enter upon the path of monism. So the purpose of Prabhupada mentions a very beautiful aspect that according to Sarvam Bhattacharya, among sannyasis, the cultivation of Vedanta philosophy helps in becoming detached from sense gratification. Thus a sannyasi can protect the prestige of wearing a loincloth. One has to practice sense control as well as mind control and subdue the six forces of speech, mind, anger, tongue, belly and genitals. So when one is attached to material sense gratification, he cannot protect his sannyas order. This was the presumption of Sarvam Bhattacharya and he wanted to now teach Lord Chaitanya about Vedanta. But in the discussion between Gopinath Acharya and Sarvam Bhattacharya, there comes up a point where Gopinath Acharya emphasizes that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord Krishna himself. And then the disciples of Sarvam Bhattacharya, they retaliate back by saying that how can we accept him as the Supreme Lord, because the Shastra doesn't mention something about him. And also that the Lord is referred to as three yuga. He appears only in three yugas. So there is no mention about the Lord's appearance as an avatar in the Kali Yuga. So Gopinath Acharya explains that because I have received the mercy of the Supreme Lord, I have received the mercy of the Acharyas and the Parampara, that is why I could understand who is Supreme Lord. And because you have not even received a tinge of that mercy, so you are speaking like this. So that arguments continue. Then Sarvamattacharya asks that, what is the proof that you have received the mercy of the Supreme Lord? Ishwarare kripa lesha hoyater yahar seito ishwar tattva janibare par. Acharya, if one receives but a tiny bit of Lord's favor by dint of devotional service, he can understand the nature of Supreme Lord. This is Gopinath Acharya who is speaking. So in the purport of this verse, it's mentioned that the Lord, who is very difficult to be understood, can be only understood by those who are devotees of the Lord. And there it is quoted from the Brahma Samhita, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. That Supreme Lord, who is very difficult to be understood, Adurlabham, he is easily understood by someone who has received the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Again, from Padma Purana, it is also quoted that Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavyam Graham Indye Sevan Mukhi Jivvado Swameya Spurat Adha. Being pleased by the devotional activities, the Lord empowers and he gives mercy and reveals himself in the heart of a devotee. So Gopinath Acharya again tells Sarvam Bhattacharya that you are a great scholar, but you didn't receive the mercy of the Lord. That is why you are speaking these things. So once you receive the mercy of the Supreme Lord, then things may get revealed to you. Tomar nahi ko desh shastre ek ho hai, panditai ishwar tattva gyan kabhu nahe. It is not your fault, it is the verdict of the scriptures. You cannot understand Supreme Person of Godhead simply by scholarship. Then this discussion about three yuga comes, that Sarvam Bhattacharya says that the Lord is three yuga, but there is no proof that the Lord will appear in age of Kali. And then in the purport, Sridhar Swami quotes these two verses. One is from the Vishnu Sahasranama and one is from the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Vannam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangasra Parshadam Again, Sankirt Prayajantihi Sumedasaha. And then the Suvanda Vanna Hemango Vannangas Chandanangada Sanyasa Krachama Shanto Nishtha Shanti Prayana. So the Lord will come in the golden complexion and he will take sannyas order and then he will preach the love of Godhead. So these two quotes from Gopinath Acharya makes Sarvam Bhattacharya understand that there is some substance in this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who may be Supreme Lord. Still he is not convinced about that. So Gopinath Acharya says that when the Lord will be pleased with you, you will also understand these conclusions and will quote from the Shastras. So this section of discussion ends here. And then now Sarvam Bhattacharya, the other day he meets Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and now they both are going to discuss about Vedanta. So Vedanta padai tave arambha karilo sneha bhakti kori kichu prabhura kahilo. He then began to instruct Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on Vedanta philosophy, and out of affection and devotion he spoke to the Lord as follows. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes Sarvam Bhattacharya intended to convert Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was a Vaishnava sannyasi, into a Mayavadi sannyasi. He therefore made this arrangement to instruct him in the Vedanta Sutra according to the Sharirika commentary of Shankaracharya. All the sannyasis of the Shankara Sampradaya enjoy seriously studying the Vedanta Sutra with the Sharirika Bhasya commentary. And it's mentioned that Vedanta Vakyeshu Sada Ramantaha. One should always enjoy the studies of Vedanta Sutra. This is the verdict of Sarvam Bhattacharya. And then Sarvam Bhattacharya keeps instructing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 7 full days. And Lord Chaitanya is just hearing him without any expressions. So Sarvam Bhattacharya, on the 8th day, he becomes a little inquisitive that why the Lord is not responding to anything. Then he inquires that, are you understanding what I am speaking? So Lord Chaitanya says that, Prabhu kahe murkh ami nahi adhyan, tomar agyate matra koriyo shravan. I am a murkh, I am a foolish. That is why I am just hearing on your order. And then Sarvam Bhattacharya says that if you have any questions or doubts, you can keep raising and then we can discuss in details. For this, Lord Chaitanya says, Prabhu kahe sutera artha bhujiya nirmala, tumara vyakhyaya shuni man haye ta vikala. The verses which are there in the revealed scriptures are so effulgent, so clear, that everything can be understood so easily. But when I am hearing your commentaries, your tatpari on this, my mind is getting agitated. Mukhyartha chhadi karo gaunartha kalpan, abhidha vritti chhadi karo shabdera lakshan. For each sutra, the direct meaning must be accepted without interpretation. However, you simply abandon the direct meaning and proceed with your imaginative interpretation. Then Lord Chaitanya tells that conscience and cow dung, they both are bones and stool of some living entity, but still in the scriptures it is mentioned they are the purest of all. So he meant to say that just try to understand the verse as it is. Don't try to give your imaginative interpretation to your according to your understanding. Then Lord Chaitanya says that the Brahma Sutra, which is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, is as radiant as the sun. But your interpretations are hiding that sunshine by, like a cloud, dark cloud. And then Lord Chaitanya tells these 2 verses to explain to Sarvam Bhattacharya that if you receive the mercy of the Supreme Lord, then only the Lord can be revealed to you. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janati Asu Vairagram Jnanam Chayat Ahetukam Dharma Swanushtita Pumsham Vishwakshena Kathasuya Na Utpadayat Atiratam Shrama Evahi Kevalam. Understanding Vasudeva is real knowledge by engaging devotional through Vasudeva Krishna. One acquires perfect knowledge and Vedic understanding. Thus one becomes detached from the material world. This is the perfection of human life. Although one may perfectly follow religious rituals and ceremonies, he is simply wasting his time, shrama evahi kevalam, if he does not attain the perfection of life. So Mahaprabhu tells that vedera nigude artha bujao na hai, purna vakya sehi artha karave nishche. The confidential meaning of the Vedas is not easily understood by common men. Therefore, that meaning is supplemented by the words of Puranas. So that is why if certain things are not understood by Shruti, then we take shelter of Smritis. And then here in the purport, Prabhupada mentions a very beautiful verse which Brahmaji again recites in his prayers. Aho bhagyam nanda gopa vrajokasham yan mitram paramanandam purnam brahma sanatanam. How greatly are fortunate are Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd men and all inhabitants of Vrajbhumi. There is no limit to their fortune because the absolute truth, the source of transcendental bliss, the eternal supreme Brahman has become their friend. So this is the mercy of the Supreme Lord, which is bestowed on a devotee. The touchstone, after touching iron, produces volumes of gold without being charged, without being changed. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests himself as the cosmic manifestation by his inconceivable potency. Yet he remains unchanged in his eternal transcendental form. So then Mahaprabhu explains to him about Bhagwan Sambandha Bhakti Abhideya Hai Prem Prayojan Ved Tino Vastu Kai. The Lord is the Sambandha. Bhakti is the process, Abhideya, to achieve that Supreme Lord. And Prem is Prayojan, that is the love of Godhead which we have to attain at the end of practicing devotional service. And this is what Veda Vakya Kahe. And then the discussion continues where Lord Chaitanya speaks about this Atmaram verse. He says that what you can consider for a beginner or a practitioner, even the self-realized souls also are engaged in the chanting and hearing the process of devotional service. Atma Ramascha Muneyo Nigganta Api Ukrume Kurvanant Ayetukam Bhakti Itham Bhuta Gano Hari. Those who are self-realized and unattached by external material desires are also attracted to the loving service of Krishna, whose qualities are transcendental and whose activities are wonderful. Hari, the personality of Godhead, is called Krishna because he has such transcendental attractive features. So then Sarva Bhattacharya requests Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to describe the explanations on this verse. So Mahaprabhu tells that it would be nice that first you describe and then later I will give my explanation. So on this, our Sarva Bhattacharya gives 9 explanations of this verse. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he tells that this whole verse has 11 syllables, 11 words. Atma Rama Cham Munayo Nirgrantha Api Urukrame Kurvanti Ayatugam Bhakti Itham Bhuda Gano Hari. So there are 11 words in this whole text, and he gives 18 explanations for the Atmaram word. And when Lord Chaitanya gave this 18 explanations to Sarva Bhattacharya about the verse Atmarama, then Sarva Bhattacharya becomes astonished by the explanations given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am not going into the technical details of this whole verse and explanation. Upon hearing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explanation of Atmaram verse, Sarva Bhattacharya was struck with wonder. He then understood Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be Krishna in person and thus condemned himself in the following words. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is certainly Krishna himself. Because I couldn't understand him and was very proud of my own learning, I have committed many offenses. And then Atmaninda Kori Loilo Prabhura Sharan. So Sarva Bhattacharya denounced himself and then he took shelter of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he took shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is when the Lord revealed him his beautiful form. Nijarupa Prabhu Tare Korila Darshan Chaturbhuja Rupa Prabhu Hoilyo Takhan. Dekhi Sarabhama Dandavat Kori Padi Puna Uthi Stuti Kore Dui Kara Yudhi. So he prays by folded hands and glorifies the Supreme Lord, and immediately he composes 100 verses in the glorification of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is Sushloka Shatak is the verses he composed for the glorification of Lord Chaitanya. And when Gopinath Acharya saw that Sarvamatacharya is not defeated and he has taken shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he becomes very happy. And he expresses his gratefulness to Lord Chaitanya that, "My Lord, you have bestowed his mercy to my brother-in-law." So Lord says that, because you are a devotee and he is connected to you, that is why it's my duty to bestow mercy on him. Then Sarvamatacharya expresses his pitiness that Taraka Shastra Jada Ami Aiche Lauha Pind Ama Dravile Tumi Pratapa Prachanda. So he is glorifying the magnanimity of Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. "I had become dull-headed due to reading too much books on logic. Consequently, I had become like an iron bar. Nonetheless, you have melted me and therefore your influence is very great." This is how Sarvamatacharya's heart melts and he surrenders to the Supreme Lord. Although he was a great scholar, jnani, but now he has become a devotee of the Lord. And then, in the coming days, one fine day, Lord Chaitanya takes some Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath and he appears before Sarvamatacharya early in the morning, when Sarvamatacharya has not even performed his morning duties. So Sarvamatacharya offers prasadam prayers and he immediately accepts Jagannath Mahaprasad. And he says that any gentleman before whom Mahaprasad comes, he should immediately accept it. Seeing this, Lord Chaitanya was very much in ecstasy, because Sarvamatacharya, who was a man of so many rules and regulations, so scholarly, now he has given up everything and he is just surrendering to the Lord and his paraphernalia. And here, in next 5-6 verses, Lord Chaitanya expresses his victory, that how I have won the whole world just by winning the heart of Sarvamatacharya. Aaj mui aniyase jinino tribhuvan, aaj mui karinu vaikunta arohan. Today I have conquered the three worlds very easily. Today I have ascended to the spiritual world. Aaji mora purna hoilo sarvo abhilash, sarvabhaumer hoilo mahaprasade vishwas. I think that today all my desires have been fulfilled, because I have seen that Sarvamatacharya has acquired faith in the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. Aji tumi nishkapate hoilo Krishna ashre, Krishna aji nishkapate tama hoilo sadai. Indeed, today you have undoubtedly taken shelter of lotus feet of Krishna, and Krishna without reservation has become you, very merciful upon you. Aji se khandilo tumar dehadi bandhan, aji tumi chinna koilo mayara bandhan. My dear Bhattacharya, today you have been released from material bondage. In the bodily conception of life, you have cut to pieces the shackles of illusory energy. Aji Krishna prapti yogya hailo tumara man, veda dharma langhi koilo prasada lakshan. Today your mind has become fit to take shelter of lotus feet of Krishna, because surpassing the Vedic related principles, you have eaten the elements of food offered to the Lord. So, it is not a consideration for all of us to imitate these pastimes. It is to learn the lessons and to accept the message. So now Sarvamatacharya is completely transformed and he is expressing his some spiritual desires. Chaitanya charana vina nahi jane ar, bhakti vinu shastra ar na kore vyakhyan. He just hears scriptures, which are bhakti scriptures, and he didn't know anything other than the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhakti sadhana sreshta sunite hoilo man, prabhu upadesha koilo nama shankirtan. So he had a desire to know what is the best practices among the devotional service, and Lord Chaitanya instructed him on chanting the names of Lord. And then gradually we see Sarvamatacharya expresses his gratefulness to Gopinath Acharya that you have saved me from the clutches of Maya by providing me the shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his ecstasy, Sarvamatacharya composed two verses, and which are like the pearls which can be worn on our neck as a devotee. Vairagya vidya nijabhakti yoga siksharthameka purusha puranam ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಶರೀರಧಾರಿ ಕೃಪಾಂಬುಧೈರ್ಯಸ್ತ ಅಹಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ. ಲೆಟ್ ಮಿ ಟೇಕ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಲ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಹು ಡಿಸೆಂಡೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಟು ಟೀಚ್ ಅಸ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್, ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಿಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಸೆಂಡೆಡ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಓಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೆಂಟ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ. ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ವರ್ಸ್, ಕಾಲಂ ನಷ್ಟಂ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗಂ ನಿಜಮ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾದುಷ್ಕರ್ತುಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮಂ ಆವಿರ್ಭೂತಸ್ತಸ್ಯ ಪದಾರವಿಂದಂ ಗಾಢಂ ಗಾಢಂ ಲಿಯತಂ ಚಿತ್ತ ಭೃಂಗಃ. ಲೆಟ್ ಮೈ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಹನಿ ಬೀ ಟೇಕ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡೆಡ್, ಹೂ ಹಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ನೌ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಟೀಚ್ ದ ಏಷ್ಯನ್ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ದಿಸ್ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಬೀನ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ದ ಇನ್ಫ್ಲುಯೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಸೊ ನೌ ವಿ ಕಮ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಕನೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪರ್ಪಟ್ ವೇರ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ ಇಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬೈ ಮಿಯರ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಮಾರ್ಗ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಟೈನ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಾರ್ವಭೌಮ ಭಟ್ಟಾಚಾರ್ಯ ವೇರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟೆಡ್ ದ ಪಾತ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ಇನ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಪಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಕಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೋರ್ scriptures we have mentioned, we'll read that. In this regard, the Taittiriya Upanishad refers to Supreme as yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha, where whose words cease and where the mind cannot reach. Isha Upanishad says anejad ekam manaso javiyo naitat deva apnuvam purvamashat tad dhavato anyan atyeti tishthat tasminapo matraishva dadhati. Although fixed in his abode, the personal Godhead is more swift than the mind and can overcome all other runnings. The powerful demigods cannot approach him, although in one place he controls those who supply the air and rain. He surpasses all in excellence. And in the Rig Veda, we find this mantra, Kodha Vedaka Iha Pravochat Kutha Ayataha Kutha Iyam Visrishtha Arvag Deva Visrajanena Toko Vedayata Abhuva. Who in this world actually knows and who can explain when this creation has become? The demigods, after all, are younger than the creation. Who then can tell when this world has come into being? So, from these considerations, we have now come to a conclusion that it's very difficult to bind the Supreme Lord in our heart. It's only by the practice of devotional service which we can do that. And in the previous whole month of Kartik, we have been discussing this pastime of Damodar Leela again and again, where we hear about binding the Supreme Lord, the act of binding the Supreme Lord in our heart. But just before that, this Gyane Prayasa verse, in that the last two lines, they state that ಸ್ಥಾನೆ ಸ್ಥಿತ ಶ್ರುತಿ ಗತಾಂ ವಾಕ್ ಮನೋಭಿರ್ ಯೇ ಪ್ರಯಾಸೋ ಜಿತ ಜೀತೋ ಅಪಿ ಅಸಿ ತ್ರೈಸ್ತ್ರಿಲೋಕ್ಯಂ. ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್, ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹೂಮ್ ವಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಕಾನ್ಕರ್, ಹೂ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಕಾನ್ಕರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಎನಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್, ಈಸ್ ಕಾನ್ಕರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಎನಿ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ಹೂ ಬೈ ದಿ ತನು, ದ ಬಾಡಿ, ಮೈಂಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಸೊ binding Krishna in our heart is very difficult act. So Mother Yashoda is also trying to bind Krishna. And Sukadeva Goswami mentioned this. So Matusminna Gatraya Visrishtha Kabara Saja Drishtva Parishramam Krishna Kripayachita Swavandane. So Mother Yashoda is trying to bind Krishna in her heart right from the very morning, trying to bind Krishna to the ukhal. But she is always having a challenge of two finger too short. And when Krishna sees that mother, she is perspiring heavily and she is feeling some kind of breathlessness and the flowers on her hair are falling down, seeing that pitiable situation, Krishna understands that it's too much a test for her now. And so I should surrender to her. So Kripaya Asita Swabandhane, the Lord being merciful on her, he excess to be bound. So in the next verses it comes that evam sandarshitahi anga harina brishya varshita swavashena api krishnena yasedam seishwaram vashe. Sukadeva Goswami is mentioning that the entire universe with its great exalted demigods, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Lord Indra is under the control of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet the Supreme Lord has one transcendental attribute, that he comes under the control of his devotee's love. And Sukadeva Goswami goes to the extent of describing that this kind of mercy is not bestowed even to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or even Lakshmi Devi. Is bestowed to Mother Yashoda. And in the last end of the purport, we have Sridhar Swami expressing his prayers. Sridhar Swami thus prays, Kvaham buddhi adi samuruddha samruddha kucha bhuman mahastava deena bandho daya sindho bhaktim ne naraharadisha. What am I, a being entrapped by the material coverings of worldly intelligence and so on? And what are your glories by comparison, O Almighty One? O friend of the fallen, ocean of mercy, Lord Narahari, please bless me with your devotional service. So this is the mood of great acharyas, that they are praying to the Supreme Lord in utter dependence and seeking their blessings and their compassion to flow onto them. So this act of receiving mercy and the act of binding Krishna's heart is a daily bread and butter for a devotee. Every day our practices should be such profound, such sincerely done, so that we can one day be able to bind Krishna in our heart and receive the mercy of Guru, Parampara, Acharyas and the Supreme Lord Himself. So, at last, before I end, I just want to recite this beautiful prayer by King Kulshekhar. So, where he is praying that, my Lord, I have been struggling in this material world, birth after birth, but please bestow upon me your mercy so that in future births I never forget your lotus feet.
Mukunda Murthya Pranipatya Yache Bhavantamekantam Yantamartham Avismritistava Charanaravinde Bhave Bhave Meastu Bhavat Prasadat.
And also I remember one beautiful prayer which is composed by our Bilumangal Thakur in Chaurashtakam, where he is describing the glories of the beautiful thief of Vrindavan. So at the end of that Ashtakam, he mentions the last verse where he expresses his some kind of command on the Supreme Lord, that now I have bound you inside my heart and it is very difficult for you to now move out from here.
Karagrahe vasasada hridaya madiye madbhakti pashadrida bandhana nishchalasan tvam krishna he pralaya koti shatantarepi sarvasya chaura hridaya nahi mochayami.
Karagrahe vasasada hridaya madiye. My heart is like a dark prison house. Vasasada hridaya madiye. You just reside there in the deep dark heart, prison of my heart.
Mat bhakti pasha drida bandhana nishchalasan.
By the noose of my devotional activities and my devotion, I'll try to bind you. Strongly I'll bind you.
Tvam krishna he pralaya koti shatantarepi.
You are Supreme Lord. Shatakoti shatantarepi. For ages to come, you are the Supreme Lord.
Sarvasya chaura hridaya nahi mochayami.
So a thief like you who has stolen everything, I'll now steal and I will bind you in the heart of my prison. So one day we all should pray that we all be able to achieve that devotion, that we can bind the Lord in our heart by our service, our sincerity, by our dependence, our surrender, and one day we can achieve the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय.